If you apply for unemployment benefits during the 2 years of the COVID-19 pandemic, you have or still may be one of the people who are dealing with a lack of answers or solutions by the department whose job is to address your problems and, you know, resolve them, you would think. Our first guest is here to talk about an action he wants taken. He's calling for the removal of the state labor commissioner. He represents the 40th district in the New Jersey State Assembly. We say good morning to Assemblyman Christopher D. Phillips. Thanks for being here today, sir.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And as is the case with all members of the State House, you can address any comments and concerns you have to the Assemblyman through the state website, njledge.state.nj.us, and address your points directly to your member, whoever that happens to be. So regarding your articles of impeachment, what points do they raise that you think makes this a serious an effort that needs to be taken?
Well, Chris, impeachment is warranted for three main reasons. The commissioner has failed to reopen Department of Labor offices for in-person business for the last 2 years. The offices are still closed. The commissioner has demonstrated incompetence in failing to expeditiously process and pay on thousands of claims. There are literally thousands of claims that are unresolved, Chris. The commissioner has also abdicated his responsibilities in processing these claims, and without any authority, delegated that responsibility to the legislative district offices. So the legislators, like myself, our staffs are spending hours and hours a day processing claims when the Department of Labor should be open and should be doing that themselves.
I actually saw reports, too, there were approximately 250,000 people who got unemployment benefits that they were not eligible for.
That is the case, and you know, we've tried to rectify that situation as well. But, you know, the Department of Labor is relying upon 40-year-old technology. It's called COBOL, and I call it the black hole, and that's where a lot of the claims that should be paid upon are still pending.
There was a point, too, that the Commissioner, Robert Asaro Angelo, was actually trying to put the blame on the people who were trying to navigate through the online system.
He did blame claimants at one point. I mean, I think he's demonstrated arrogance over the last 3 years. He did it again last week when he testified before a Senate hearing. The senators were asking him for a new plan to serve these residents whose claims are still not paid, and he refused to provide a new plan. I think he's violated the public trust, and he must go.
For those who never had to go through with the unemployment system, talk about what's the purpose of the One-Stop Career Centers. It isn't just simply to hand out checks.
No, I mean, this is money that is duly owed the residents. They lawfully have applied for unemployment. Unemployment is supposed to be there in circumstances such as this, where businesses were shutting down during COVID through no fault of their own. The situation is now dire, Chris, because we have, you know, record inflation and gas prices are skyrocketing. So these people need these monies to get through basic, you know, spending, so they can put food on the table, they can pay for their medications. It is really a dire situation now, and we're talking about 2 years that many people have gone without any relief.
Additionally, too, the centers help people who need to find new jobs because one of the other consequences of the COVID pandemic was that a lot of places either reduced staff or shut down and moved out or, ironically enough, went to online services.
You're absolutely right, and, you know, once people are paid, you know, then they can transition to job search. But they haven't even gotten to, you know, the first part of it because their claims are lost in this technology that I was mentioning before.
They came out with a press release, the New Jersey Department of Labor and Workforce Development, saying that there's going to be, their words, limited in-person unemployment assistance starting March 28th. This was the part that caught my attention. For claimants who may have difficulty using mobile or online technology, continues in-person help with unemployment claims will only be offered by appointment and after claimants are pre-screened. So does that mean if they can ascertain that you've been on a regular basis using online services, you're going to be denied an in-person appointment?
You know, this is adding insult to injury, Chris. We're talking about 32 individuals that the department is offering up for appointments. Where these people are going to be, we do not know. So if somebody in Sussex County is without unemployment relief and has been trying for 2 years now to get through the technology system, you know, they need in-person help. Where are they going to have to drive? Where are these people going to be? We don't know. So, you know, forcing people into their cars, spending lots of money on gas to go meet with someone, Lord knows where. I mean, the details around this are not clear. The point is the Department of Labor should open all of their offices. The employees in the Department of Health should get back to work like the rest of us. COVID is receding. It's time to get back to normal. And I think it's time for a new commissioner.
They're with Assemblyman Christopher DePhillips, who represents the 40th District in the New Jersey State Assembly. State House website, njledge.state.nj.us. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Reading from the, I'm continuing to read from the press release, talking about the March 28th appointment only program. I want to get your reaction to a comment in this release from the commissioner. Quote, we have always been committed to serving the greatest number of claimants in the shortest time possible, and there is no question accessing benefits online is easiest, quickest, and most efficient for most claimants. However, we recognize the desire of some claimants to communicate face-to-face when discussing the complexities of their unemployment claim.
You know, I think that's a lame answer. I think there is no substitute for in-person assistance when your claim is lost in cyberspace, when your claim is lost in this 40-year-old technology called COBOL. You need to have someone in front of you to help you through this morass. You know, having 32 people sort of scattered around the state in offices that haven't even been identified yet is not a solution. It's too little and it's too late.
It sounds like a close cousin of what they did with the MVC, where if you mentioned Sussex County, where we happen to be based as well. If you're in Sussex County, the Newton MVC office is only good for vehicle-related transactions. You have to renew a license, ID card, registration. You have to go all the way down to Randolph. And if you're looking for a new license, you either have to pay an Uber driver about $100 round trip or impose yourself on a friend in the middle of a workday.
Yeah, the point is the technology should be working. People shouldn't have to get in their cars and go find somebody who can help, you know, get them out of the morass of the technology. That's costing money because gas prices are skyrocketing. As I said before, it adds insult to injury.
Governor had something to say about this, too. This was at his final COVID-19 briefing on March 4th. Quoting here, there has been an enormous amount of frustration by folks who have not been able to get a positive resolution on their unemployment claim. I hear it all the time. If folks are out there frustrated because they do not have a rightful resolution, I'm frustrated with them. I get that completely. I know the commissioner is committed to getting all of these claims resolved one way or another. Some of them are very complicated. I know there's a human nature thirst to having a physical presence across the table from you. I don't know if that shortens at all the resolution of the claim, but I do know there's a human nature comfort from that. That sounds like he's not exactly proactive on this, does it?
No, and I would like to see a little more compassion from the governor and from this commissioner, for sure. I don't think this commissioner's demonstrated any compassion to these claimants whose monies have not been obtained yet. I don't think the commissioner served the governor well. If I were advising the governor, I would tell him, get rid of this commissioner. We need a new commissioner. Let's fix this mess. Get these people paid so they can move on.
Plus, a time element claim that I guess all sides are making who are dragging their heels on this. Why would it take faster to do the same thing, whether you're texting back and forth electronically online with somebody or talking with them face to face, sitting on both opposite sides of a table?
Well, the technology should be working. So in the first instance, their claim should be processed and paid through the technology system.
Right.
For thousands of people, the technology is not working. We need new technology. We need the governor and his administration to invest new monies in new technology. But in the short term, we need individuals, employees from the Department of Labor who are not working in their offices. They're working on their couches in their homes. We need them to get face-to-face with these claimants because, as I said before, the situation is dire for many residents. You know, they are running out of money. They're going to have to file bankruptcy. The point of unemployment is to get them through till the next job opportunity, and a lot of them are just stuck in mud.
So what's the process now for the articles of impeachment? Because this is a bipartisan interest, one of those rarities in the state house, where both parties are concerned about this situation. So what would the process be, and does it entail the governor giving an eventual signature and approval of the motion?
It does not. So the assembly, if it were to pass the articles of impeachment, then the issue would then go to the state Senate, which would have a trial, so to speak, and they would decide whether to convict, very similar to the federal system. So right now I'm trying to rally support for the resolution in the state assembly, both Republicans and Democrats. It's up to the speaker to decide whether to post it and if it would come up for a vote.
And if you listen, like to urge this motion along, that's one of the reasons why the State House website exists, for you to communicate your thoughts with your member of the State House. It's njledge.state.nj.us. We've been talking today with a representative in the Assembly from the 40th District, Christopher D. Phillips. Assemblyman, thanks so much for helping us become more aware of this situation because, I mean, thankfully not everyone's on unemployment, but for those who are, I'm sure they're comfortable knowing that someone's finally listening to them. Thank you for doing that as well.
Right. We have to fight for these folks, and we need to get them the relief they deserve. So, Chris, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.